imagining myself as a bitter old woman. Here I am, as old as you said I would grow, altogether alone, drinking tea curled up with a gossip of stars and the milky thaw of the moon. The thrum of the air still thrums in me as the flowers fold in their shells, and as the last fly of pollen turns in my nose, I drift away in eggshells. You will notice. I am not as I once was. I won't bore you with the details. Among other things, the broken bow of my frown was too unwanted to fit me again, so I took it outside and set it down in the low branch of an aspen. Now the chaffinch lays its button eggs along its narrow cleft. Look! I've started lifting with the clouds, the sun chasing at my feet, and as I've let go of lonely parts, like autumn trees let go of leaves, the earth rolls over in winter treacle. You may have heard, I raise oranges from the soil now, and the summer blood of my polka dot parade is the heat and dance that flowers and melts into my cut of morning marmalade. And when the season is over, and each freckled blossom falls home, I tell the stars about their dance, gathered, all together, alone.